That's gross.
Hey?
So that's gross.
I'm enjoying a nice cold crisp cider.
You love your ciders.
Mate, they're awesome.
Minnesota!
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes.
I am in two minds about everything. Of course, I'm talking about the whole Lamar Odom situation. How sorry should I feel for this guy? I honestly, when I heard he was in a coma, I was actually like concerned. I was like, man, it would suck to lose Lamar Odom like this. But then when things unravel and now it just feels like it's going to be the next Kardashian season.
Well, the thing you have to remember, and it's probably a lot of the case with a lot of people, behind all these actions is there's a lot of pain. And maybe this is his rock bottom to finally turn it around and get on the straight and narrow.
Well, apparently he was you know, in talks to make a comeback with the Knicks.
I don't see how, because apparently he was like massive. He was pretty overweight.
Well, that's not what I heard. I heard he was actually like in semi-decent condition and...
Well, you don't know really, do we? So you hear different stuff. So, but yeah, there's a lot of pain behind Lamar Odom's actions. And, you know, look, no one tells him to put this stuff into his body. It's his choice, but...
I mean, when you book out a whorehouse and OD, you know, how sorry should I really feel? Like, I'm glad he's all right. I'm glad he's a lot better and that's all great. He's done a lot of damage. Reports I've been reading today is that, you know, he could basically be needing a new kidney transplant. So,
yeah.
So any sort of comeback hopes he had is at least going to be put off another 12 months.
He doesn't have to go to a whorehouse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a reason why he's doing this stuff. Like, it's, you probably just, oh, I don't know. Dude, you know what? A magazine's going to get an interview with him at some stage because they'll offer him a shit ton of money. And he'll do the interview and he'll hopefully tell all. But, you know, he lost his best friend who, you know, don't want to speak ill of the dead, but his friend was an absolute knobhead.
Wasn't that a few years ago now, though?
No, it was like, I think it was...
It was like 2 years ago now, man.
No, I think it was
Dude, he hasn't played in... That happened when he was still playing.
No, his friend Jamie, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure he was still playing when that happened.
Pretty
sure that was he still in a LA uniform or was that early Dallas?
No, his friend was still alive when he was at Dallas. I'm pretty sure he was still alive.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because I was watching Chloe and Lamar because, you know, it's Lamar. Lamar bought this guy $1 million like pad in New York because he wanted him to sort of have the same lifestyle. And his mate was a freaking junkie. And he ended up dying from a flesh-eating bug that you get from dirty needles.
Oh, gross.
And then he lost his other friend. His own fault, Chloe filed for divorce. He cheated on her. But, he's just got to have a lot of stuff going on.
Well, if there's any, I suppose, good to come out of the situation, it's good to hear that James Harden will be in a clear now.
I'll tell you what, mate.
Too soon?
If it's true that they all went there with the cameras rolling and stuff, then they should be shot.
Mate, you know they did. I bet you they did.
Yeah, if that's the case, it's unfortunate. They should be shot, but, you know.
Look,
I can't believe they're as famous as they are for doing nothing.
I don't really want to give them airtime because they get way too much of it as it is, but they just piss me off that much. But, you know, at least, look... The last report I read, the James Harden and who is it, Chloe?
Yeah.
Had parted ways when all this happened.
Okay.
And that Lamar and Chloe are withdrawing the divorce papers. So good for James Harden. Just saved his career.
Sort of, in a way, I'm happy for Lamar because, like, he struggled ever since she left him. Like,
yeah, that's true.
But it was his own fault.
Totally. I don't know. Look, I'm glad the dude's okay, but I have a hard time at the moment feeling sorry for the guy.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
And that's not to take away, you know, anything that he's done on the court or anything like that, but just, man, just some piss poor life decisions.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. Let's just hope he's back on the straight and narrow now, does get back on the straight and narrow, and I don't think he'll, I mean, he's never going to play again now, but.
No, you don't think he had a season in New York left?
Nah. I wasn't that thrilled with his season at the Clippers. And who knows, back then he might have been dabbling. I'm just glad. Look, at the end of the day, I'm just glad he's still with us. He's not badly brain damaged or anything like that. As long as, you know, if he needs a transplant, he gets one, and hopefully it works, and he can live a normal life and you know, have a happy life, because he's clearly not happy.
Speaking of not happy, Carmelo Anthony.
He's not happy, or he's...
Well...
What the hell? What's going on?
He's not happy with all the predictions out there that New York are going to win under 30 games next season. And he's laughing at everyone. They're using it as motivation.
Good luck to you. If only motivation could put the bloody ball in the hole and make you play well. But
obviously, New York, you know, they live and breathe that team. And so they should. But obviously, the critics in New York are a little bit harder than what Melo is. And they basically come out and said that, you know, the Knicks this season, they're probably looking at about 27 wins. And I would kind of think, yeah, it's about on par. I mean,
I can see him winning 30 games, maybe 35.
I can't see that.
They're way better than last year's
lot. Look, franchise worst last year, 17 wins.
Yeah, okay. But they've...
How? Okay, well, let's look at this roster. Let's just have a little glimpse at it. Aaron Afolo, Lou Amundson, Carmelo Anthony.
Don't include Louis Amundson, please.
Calderon. Who they got? Langston Galloway, Klee Anthony Early, Jerry and Grant. Your boy Jerry and Grant.
Yeah, I like Jerry and Grant.
Robin Lopez. Chris Stapps.
Yep.
Kylo Quinn, Kevin Serafin.
Serafin's a decent pickup.
Yeah, it's not a bad pickup. Lance Thomas, Machine, and Derek Williams. I mean, look, granted, that is a better squad than last season.
They're playing in the East.
They this is the thing. Who are they better off? Who do you think the Knicks are better off in the East, though?
I'm not sure, but I know with that roster, they're going to win more than 25 games.
Oh, man.
30 to 35. It really will be.
All right, I'm going to bring up the Eastern Conference. I just want to have a look. I just want to have a browse, see what teams got better. All right, let's do a quick fire. I'm just going to rattle off the team. You give me your first reaction. Okay, so Boston. Better than Boston.
Yep.
Better than Brooklyn.
Yep.
Better than Philly.
Yep.
Better than Toronto.
Nah.
Better than Chicago.
Nah.
Cleveland.
Nah.
Detroit.
Nope.
Pacers?
Oh, geez, they've lost a bit of talent.
No, George looks good.
They lost Sloan Lloyd. I'll say no.
Milwaukee? Are you even thinking about that?
Yeah. I'll say Milwaukee's a tad better.
Wow. Atlanta?
Atlanta's better.
Better than Hornets?
No, they're not better than Hornets.
Better than Miami?
No.
Better than Orlando?
Yes.
Better than Washington?
No.
So it's only really four teams.
Yeah, well, there's 12 wins.
I'm just saying, I think for the New York press to come out and say, what was it, 27 wins? I think that's been generous.
Okay, so they won 21 last season, right?
No, they won 17 last season.
17. And they were absolute poo.
They would
do. This year they've improved. They've got way more talent. If they can't win 30 games, kick them out of the league.
Well, I suppose it goes to, you know, how much can they actually use this as motivation? I mean, is Melo going to be engaged the whole season? I mean...
I'm sorry, but if you have to use that as motivation, you shouldn't be playing.
Yeah.
I hate it when, you know... Oh, we're going to use
How about we sucked last year? We lost 65 games last year.
How about, yeah, admitting you sucked and saying...
It's on us.
17 bloody wins.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, I just...
You have to look to the media to improve. It's just improve it in yourself.
I mean, I don't know. I just sort of thought, this is, why even bring it? Like, why even retaliate to it? Because it's on you. It's totally on you. It's like, what was they expecting the press to come out and say? Like, yeah, the team's better than last year, but they still stink.
I'll tell you who's going to win about 30 games, 35 games. That's the Lakers.
The Lakers are winning 30 games, you reckon?
Oh, mate. Julius Randle is just... I'm firmed up.
You can do no wrong in your book.
I am. Who needs those supplements Lamar took? Just watch Julius Randle play. That'll get you ready. That'll get you ready for a 3-day bender.
Oh boy.
Did you see that point guard we got, Marcelo Huertas?
I told you, man, he's good.
Oh, you did not.
Oh, I was telling someone at work.
A little bit of Steve Nash in his game, just like a little thimbleful of Steve Nash in his game.
He's a bit of a trickster. I like him.
He is. I like him already. I can't wait till they put him in the 2K.
I don't want to touch on it too much, just because we've covered it quite a lot, but I feel like we should close the book on it anyway. But Tristan Thompson finally signed with Cleveland. 5 years, $82 million with the Cavs. DeMarcus Cousin was a little bit beside himself with the money amount. But I suppose, look, a lot of people pointed out on the Facebook page, All Caps Call Side, you know, that's quite a good deal. It sounds like a lot, but when you break it down, you know, it's cheaper than guys like Monroe and Enes Kanter, and he means more to the team than them. So, yeah, some good points. I don't know. I just have a little bit of a hard time swallowing that pill when Thompson is earning more money than last year's MVP.
Okay, but last year's MVP took less money.
Yeah, but...
like, he could have turned around and said, no, actually, I want a bit more money than that. But no, he took less money, and good on him, because it surrounded him with more talent.
Well, look, but this is the other part to it, is that what has Thompson really proved? I mean, look, I suppose there's that whole thing of, well, if he walks on him, what are they going to replace him with? So I get it. I get that part of it. But I just sort of feel like for such a small sample size, I don't know if we'd be willing to fork out that much. But look, they did, so...
Look, let me tell you something. And a lot of people might scoff at this, and there's, you know, I don't really care.
You care.
No, I don't. And they're not winning a title without Tristan Thompson. And I don't care if he only averages 8-8, because if he's starting and Kevin Love's not there, he's a double-double.
Mm.
He's 13-10. He don't... he is.
Mm.
Yeah, you're a wanker. And so they're not winning without him. So, and if someone puts an $82 million contract in front of me, I don't care if I'm averaging 3 points a game or 23. I'm signing it.
Oh, totally. So, I'm not... look, I'm not...
He's going to play hard.
Like I said, it's one of those double-edged swords, right? Like, and that's the thing. Like, if Love's healthy all next year, expect all his minutes to drop and all his stats to go down. So it's going to look like, you know, end of the season comes around, it's going to look like, why did they make that deal?
You know what? Kevin Love won't be healthy a lot of the time next year. It's a freaking good signing.
Banking on that, huh?
Tristan might just bump him on the way through the locker room. You know, just give him a shove or a bump. But no, they need him. They absolutely need him. And I'll tell you now, they would have loved to have played Thompson at centre and Love at power forward at the finals.
Mm.
They would have loved it. So now they can have that option as well.
And they've got Mozgov, and yeah.
No, and LeBron's happy now. You know, he's brought his boy back, and he's a key piece. Make no mistake. No, you're in the league for a short time. Make as much money as you can.
Yeah. Speaking about making as much money as you can, something we haven't really touched on of late is the dealings with Cephalosha.
Yes.
So let me jumpstart the memory banks for all the listeners out there. Obviously, played for the Atlanta Hawks right before the playoffs, had his leg broken by a police officer after hours, I suppose you'd say, at a club with some teammates. And if you watch the footage, I mean, it's pretty over the top. And I'm actually surprised that this hasn't happened before, you know, to a higher, you know, more of a celebrity, more of a higher paid athlete. But he won the court case, and now he's suing the NYPD for about $50 million.
His last big contract, eh?
Mate, I tell you what, well, why not? It cost him a run in the playoffs.
Oh, man, for $50 million, I'd let the cops break my leg.
They could break both mine.
I ain't never working again.
$50 million. But hey, like, look at
courtside seats for the rest of your life.
I reckon, right? But yeah, man. Interesting though. Interesting. Like, I don't know. In one half, I suppose it's like, well, you know, I've heard people say, well, is an NBA player, does he really need it? And I'm like, well, technically, they sort of taken his pay away from him. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, geez, Look, they'll probably settle for a lot less than that. If that's what he feels like he has to do or he wants. Or yeah, I mean, guaranteed lawyers are saying, let's go for a big payday. They'll probably take more than half of it anyway. Yeah, I mean, he's probably still pissed.
He's probably fuming, right? Like, he's probably man.
Stop still, and he probably just, you know, he's going to make him pay a little bit more.
Tell you what, though, he'd have to probably keep his head down in New York next time he's there for a game. Jeez.
They did miss him, didn't they?
Well, I was just thinking about it this afternoon when I was reading that, and I was sort of thought, well, look, although a lot of people hadn't picked Atlanta to get past Cleveland, with the injury that DeMar Carroll suffered during the playoffs in that series, I mean, wouldn't it be nice for Atlanta to have another key guy, key defender, you know, to step in and step up to LeBron? I mean, look, the results may have been the same, but you never know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they brought him in for, to play that defense and, you know, for that big run in the playoffs. So.
Plus, Atlanta's one of those teams, right? Like, every player is, like, an important part of the cog. Yeah. So it's kind of one of those things. It's, you know, it's like when you take one of those key pieces out, well, you know, it means there's a lag in other parts of the system, so.
Yeah, they're one of those teams that don't rely on a superstar, you know, carry him for a few minutes here and there. So. Yeah, no, you're right.
All right, I want to make a jump to the Bulls now, Ince.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this about, what's his name?
Joakim Noah?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting, go on.
Likely to come off the bench.
Yeah, that's freaking, I don't like Fred Hoiberg. He's off.
I'm telling you, man, this is not going to end well.
Since when?
Noah is an all-star.
Is it just me? Am I missing something here? Am I just too in love with Pat? I don't know, but. I didn't see a problem with those two playing together.
Dude, no.
Well, what the fuck is everyone else? Oh, sorry, but what is Fred Hoiberg seeing and everyone else seeing that we're not?
So, rumours are he's planning to start Nikola Mirotic. Did I say that right?
Mirotic,
okay.
Mirotic.
Is
that Sydney
and UK? You know, Nikola and Powell.
Yeah, it's not
going to I don't know, man. Look, they'd want to be winning some games, because if they don't, this is not going to end well. And poor Taj Gibson.
I
think Taj is going to be wanting it out soon, man. I can't see Taj
Gibson. Don't worry about Taj wanting out. I'll guarantee you, if the Bulls go with this lineup and they're not well over 500 come trade deadline,
Noah's out.
Noah's asking to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, nice.
And you know who'll probably pick him up, those pesky Spurs. I'm telling you now, mate, he'll be this ridiculous. Fred Hoiberg's a flog. I don't like him already.
It's just
how about you develop Dougie McBuckets so you don't have to bloody play Mike Dunleavy?
Yeah. I just I'm rattling my head, like I'm thinking, all right, no, I had a little bit of injury, but I mean, the guy's an all-star. The guy is the heart and soul of your team.
But they play well together. It's I don't understand it. They play well together. And Powell doesn't even like playing center.
And I like the idea of Chicago playing big off the bat, and if it's not going their way, swing into a smaller lineup.
Of course you can. You can bring on Mirotić. You can
bring on Taj.
I'm already not liking him. He's made my shit list.
I was just like, yeah, are Bulls fans like, are they okay with this lineup? Like, I haven't heard much. You know, from Bulls fans on the courtside page, but I can't imagine they're too happy with that. Like, if that goes through, man, that's rough.
Yeah. Has Noah come out and said anything?
No. And I'm not expecting him to, you know? Like, but I know behind closed doors, that's got to be just...
Oh, yeah, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if the wins don't start piling up, and piling up early, mind you, I think this is going to be a real sticking point, a real thorn in the side. Yeah,
because then you're going to get fans going, why aren't we starting Noah? And they'll start to turn on Hoiberg, hopefully. And it's not good. I don't like it. But then again, it could turn around and stick it right up us and win 60 games and we look like morons.
Well, I can't see that.
And Powell doesn't even want to play centre. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Powell's got a sweet outside shot. It worked well last year. He had one of his best seasons ever.
Yep.
Looked rejuvenated. I think it was a massive mistake playing for Spain in the off season.
But don't you think that was in direct correlation, because he didn't have to do the banging, because Noah is your blue collar banger. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't need to run a play for Noah because he's such a good passer. He's a workhorse. He's going to grow. Crash the boards, which allowed Powell to step outside.
And this isn't the Powell that was planned for the Lakers in, you know, from 08 to, you know, when we're making the NBA finals. Yeah. When we had to throw him at center when Bynum was injured. He's not the, I mean, he was in his late 20s then. He's, you know, 35 now. He doesn't want to be in there.
No.
It's just, it's crazy. And if Hoiberg's going to play him 35 minutes, or 36 minutes playing center.
Oh, he's going to. Injuries is going to, that's what's going to happen. Injuries going to.
Yeah, I don't like it. And I like the Bulls. I want them to do well. I'd love to see him get a championship. I'd love to see Derrick Rose get a championship. But
yeah.
It's just crazy. Before we move on, Jimmy Butler, get off. I don't know what he's smoking, but Jesus Christ. Take off your rearview vision mirrors in your cars because you don't want to look back at the past.
Why? What's he saying? Did I miss something?
He took the bloody rearview mirrors off in his car.
Like, literally? Or, like, is this some weird metaphor?
I read the news story on my lunch break. It said the most stupidest bloody, I don't know what the headline, I can't remember what the headline was, but it was just taking the piss out of him. He's like, yeah, he don't want to look back.
Oh, my God.
Too bad we didn't want to change lanes and you can't see, but anyway.
Oh, that's an accident waiting to happen. What a good message to send to the young kids.
Oh, what the hell, man. Again, dumb motivational tactics.
Does that mean he never turns around?
He's using those head checks. Freaking a lot.
Does he just turn left constantly until he's come full circle?
What is that about? World's gone, man.
I've never heard this. This is hilarious.
Go check it out. Go to news.com.au and you'll see it in the sports section. Click on sports and scroll down.
Oh, man. I love this part of the year, you know, because obviously we're getting some games now and fans are like overreacting and you get these dumb headlines from ESPN and Sports Illustrated, all those sites, you know.
Speaking of which, I work with an absolute flog called Cam Cripps. And he's a Portland fan. He's a bit jealous of my Lakers because, you know, we win championships like, what, every 5-10 years. And he's still a bit fragile because they've lost LaMarcus. He swears Noah Vonleh's going to be really good.
Oh, get the hell out.
I don't know, but, you know, it's good. They've got Alfred Gamino.
You couldn't even get on the court in Charlotte. You can't get on the court in Charlotte.
And how much of a flog is he? He's going to Portland next month to watch, God knows why, Portland.
to watch Vonleh.
Yeah, watch Vonleh just stink it up on the bench. I mean, if Ryan Kelly's dunking on you, you're no good.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, so I tweet Keelan King, who hosts the Rip City Bad Boys podcast with Tristan Mayer, who's a Portland fan, and Keelan's a Pistons fan. They live in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'll be flog mate, Cam Cripps is coming over, show him a good time. And he offered Cam to come on the radio show. And Cam goes, oh, I don't know, I'll be pretty busy. Yeah, because you're pretty busy drinking and sightseeing, aren't you?
As if you wouldn't do that.
I know, flog. Told you, flog. Flog of the highest order.
Well, anyway, back to preseason madness.
You're a flog, Cam.
Back to preseason madness. I just love it because someone has do people not understand in preseason that coaches are playing their end of the benches to see who they're cutting right now? So all your star players are getting real short minutes. Maybe one team might let a guy keep going for a little bit longer if he's got a little bit of a hot hand. But then, you know, we get all the reports the next day that, oh, you know, they're in season form. Give me a break. They were playing against scrubs. These games don't count.
Did you see Julius Randle just annihilate Draymond Green?
Look, he's been great. Don't get me wrong.
Did you see him just say that you can't guard me?
Yeah, I did see that.
Can't stop me. I mean, I just love that.
But, you know, look, the team I've been watching the last couple of days has been Charlotte. They're on like a 16-game win streak, but it doesn't mean Jack.
Nah, it's nothing.
But, look, I'll say I really liked what I've seen from Jeremy Lin. He looks happy, man. He looks happy on the court and he's playing well.
He looks injury-free.
Yeah, but I'm not going to... And he also has got his Yu-Gi-Oh haircut, but I digress. But I'm not going to get on here and start carrying on about how he's back to insanity and, like, people just overreact preseason. Let's all calm down, take the training nappies off, big boy pants on, and realise this is what this is and it doesn't count yet. The season has not started yet. we're close. Don't get me wrong, we're close. And this is a good measuring stick to see where some guys are at. But come on, everyone settle down.
Yeah, but when your team sucks, it's good to see him, you know, get some wins on the board and see if DraftKings playing well and stuff like that.
You know, I do get it, but like, there's some people out there just overreact, and it's like, man, no games count yet. Wait till the stars and the starters are getting their full minutes.
No, but preseason gives you hope.
And then see how well Tyler Johnson goes. He had a massive two-handed dunk today. That was amazing for Miami, but looked great. But anyone,
he's not that tall either, is he?
No, he's a shorty. But you know, anyone who dunks on Drew Gooden with two hands is okay in my book. So
I just can't believe Drew Gooden's still in the league.
So is his beard.
When he was drafted, I thought he was going to be so good. Turns out he's so
shit. Rick Carlisle, Dallas Mavericks head coach, says Tyson Chandler's number should be retired one day in Dallas.
Oh, turn it up.
My question to you, Vince, should it be? I know they won a chip, and I know it was a key part of that.
Didn't play there long enough. No.
2 1-year stints, really?
Yeah, no. It's what's he? No. And if you retire, he's retired. Jason Kidd's.
True.
No, Jason Terry should.
JT, wow.
Yeah, he played there a lot of years, man. Won a title.
That's true.
Part of the title.
He was there for a long
Chandler,
time.
Chandler, no. Yes, Chandler was a key part. Did he play there long enough? No.
Well, what sort of, how is, like, is there a yearly minimum people should be looking at? Or? Well,
put it this way, right? I think Dennis Rodman should have his 91 retired at Chicago. Played 3 years, 3 titles, 3 rebounding titles.
Yeah, it was massive, yeah.
Massive part of it. Chandler, if he stayed there, if he won the one title and stayed there for another 5 years, yeah, maybe. It depends how he played.
Well, I was going to say, look, 2 1-year stints with a massive gap between, if they had won back-to-back, maybe?
Maybe, but even then, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, just thought it was a little funny one I should throw out. Yeah, I totally agree. I don't think he's played there long enough to chip or not. I just think, yeah. Like you said, there's probably more deserving guys.
Maybe, yeah, there is. It's just,
like,
it's great.
Nick Van Exel.
Yeah, I love Nicky
V. Ah, he's the best. One last one for you. It's a mini search. I'm just throwing out some random topics. Nets owner.
What's he done?
Now, I'm going to mess the pronunciation up. You're a lot better with your pronunciation.
Mikhail Prokhorov.
That's the one.
Just call him Mick.
Mick. Mickey?
Whatever.
He endorses Billy King's moves this off-season.
Billy King's got this. He must have naked pictures of
that. Oh, man. He said, we had an excellent off-season.
Hell. Okay, they saw Lopez.
Let me... No, wait.
What else did they do?
This is deserving of me pulling up the roster.
He might be the new Donald Carter.
Oh, man. I just sort of thought, what are you smoking?
It's a really good Russian marijuana. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. That's the one I could remember. Barnyani. They signed Barnyani.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Picked up Wayne Ellington. Justin Harper. Jared Jack. Joe Johnson. Dante Jones.
Oh, dear. Gee whiz.
Shane Larkin.
He's, I don't mind Shane Larkin.
Yeah. I don't have anything against him. Brooke Lopez. Thomas Robinson, like we said, and that is young Donald Sloan. But, I mean, a great off-season?
It's shizen. Well, at least just, you know, trying to put a positive spin around the place.
No picks. And that's what you got left to work with. You've got...
You know what?
You've got they Lionel... Gave up,
sorry. They gave up their picks to Boston.
Yeah.
Boston haven't done anything with them.
They're just sitting on them.
What have Boston done with them? No, haven't they?
Oh, they might have used some now, but...
Shit has.
Dude, I look...
Smart ahead of random.
I'll tell you what, I'll take the Boston roster over this. At least you can make moves with the Boston roster.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what Big Nick's on. He's just... he knows it's poo. He's just positive spin on it.
Wow. Like, that's...
Was that your last question?
I'm just looking at going, that's barely better than the Knicks. Actually, I don't even... I'd take the Knicks roster. I'd take the Knicks roster over this.
Yeah, that's silly. Jesus.
Are there Brooklyn fans out there?
Oh, No. No, there is Ben Robinson.
Oh, true. Oh, no, he was a Nets fan, though. Did he jump to the...
Yeah, he's a New Jersey Nets fan. He went... Where else do you want him to go?
Well, I'm just saying, some, you know...
Followed down to Brooklyn.
Fair enough.
Is that your last question for me?
That was it.
Well, I got... first of all, I want to thank Philip Brown for sending me a copy of...
He Got Game. Did you watch it? Oh, my God. I forgot about this.
I did watch He Got Game.
What'd you think?
I'm not going to be watching it anytime soon again.
Really? Didn't like it?
I liked it, but I'm not... I mean... I didn't see what all the hype was about.
Well...
And the ending pissed me off.
Yeah, I didn't like the magical ball that flies over. That was
what the fuck?
That was the only thing I really had a problem with. I thought that was stupid.
You knew he was going to get fucked over.
But let's remember, you've watched this like 20 years too late as well.
It was good. And I appreciate Phil sending it out. Like, he didn't have to do that. I tried to find something to send back to him, but... That I had of New York Knicks, but nearly I've got is a Patrick Ewing jersey.
We'll find something. I'll find something for him.
You're not getting that. No, like it was good. Ray Allen, he wasn't bad. I didn't like Denzel's jump shot. It was a bit poo. But he did well. But yeah, the ending pissed me off.
I thought it was a cool story, though. I thought it was...
Yeah, decent story. Yeah, look, I didn't say I hated it. I liked it. I just didn't see what everyone was raving on about.
Wow. Blasphemy. Blasphemy.
And secondly, we mentioned one wedding on the show, which was the Cunning Crams wedding. We forgot to mention Joey got married.
Joey!
I'm not going to pronounce his wife's name because I can't.
Well, it's Elijah now, isn't it?
No, her first name, you...
Oh, the first name, sorry.
It's Elijah now. you're more like a steel trap, you have. So congratulations to Joey and the new Mrs. Owajin, and apologies for not congratulating you earlier. It's all Hank's fault.
Clearly.
He runs the show. you look like you had a great day, so congratulations, and start popping some kids out or something, will you?
Well, we have a show for that.
What?
We have a show for that, the Hoops Dad Show.
We do, yeah. We've got some advice for you. So,
Well, you can catch... all the madness at the website www.crtste.com. We'll find links to the show, the Courtside Podcast. Guys, we're available on iTunes and Podomatic. Swing by, download the show. It's free, guys, every week. We may have missed a week or two in between.
Yeah, we've been getting smashed.
Yeah.
He's up.
Season 2 now. We'll be right. Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Ball.